The universal wisdom now speaks to us and our world. Introduction. For me, the evolution of our race only begins to make sense when one rises in one's perception above the troubles and tribulations on the earth plane. For this purpose it is necessary to look down on it from varying heights, like on a vast ocean where, close to the surface, every tiny ripple and wave is visible. From ever greater elevations, however, the sea looks increasingly smooth, until, with sufficient perspective, its heavings are imperceptible. In the fullness of time, no one will give a hoot about who vanquished whom at the battle of this, that or the other, or which church or empire rose and fell. All that matters, in the end, is that every one of our experiences leads to growth and an expansion of consciousness, which one small step after another, individually and collectively, moves us forwards and upwards on the evolutionary pathway of life. The rest is vanity and will in due course disappear. The Aquarian Age promises to be an exciting and stimulating one. I do believe that it is fortunate that the decision whether we bring the world of our dreams into being or not is not put entirely in human hands. We all have to do our share of the work, so that the rest can be done by our Creator. That was decided by the powers that be a long, long time ago. We have every reason to be thankful for that and for saying wholeheartedly, "Thy will be done, on earth, as it is in heaven." With the limited knowledge we have about everything, up to date, no matter how clever we think we are, how could we pretend to know what is best for the whole of creation? And wanting to accept our responsibility, how can we do our share? Those who can read the writing on the wall and are willing to heed the call must do whatever they can. No matter how small our contribution may look on the surface, even the tiniest effort is of value and counts. The great healer, master and architect of the whole of creation and the angels are rejoicing and celebrating each time one of its children of the earth comes home into the awareness of their true nature. For each one of us there eventually comes the time when we reach the point when the mystical side of our nature demands attention from us and moves therefore increasingly into the foreground of our attention. By definition, mystical means spiritually allegorical or symbolic, occult, esoteric, of hidden meaning, mysterious and awe-inspiring. And a mystic is one who seeks, by contemplation and surrendering their earthly nature to their highest of God self, to obtain union with and absorption into the deity. Such a wise one understands spiritual truths that are still beyond the grasp of souls who have not yet reached this evolutionary level. This part of our nature provides the divine with a tool that safeguards the continued spiritual progress of every individual soul as well as that of our whole race. I believe that scientists are necessary for the progress of the physical part of our world, but that mystics are of equal importance. Maybe even more so, because without the spiritual background of life none of its manifestations would be able to come forth and exist. There simply would be no life. When one of us starts to probe into the spiritual aspects of life and delves into those that have not yet been fully explored by humankind, new levels of consciousness begin to open up and reveal themselves to us. Because of our inner connectedness with each other and all life, when this happens for each individual soul, the same takes place in the collective soul of our world and that of the whole of creation. A truly awe-inspiring thought. The perfect human being, in the universe's heart mind there exists an archetype of the perfect human being, an exact miniature replica of the Great Father, Mother of all life with the same attributes and qualities. At first we only have them in seed form, waiting to be brought forth by us from within the very core of ourselves. In the course of vast evolutionary cycles every spirit, who has thus been breathed forth and released into existence, is taken through many different experiences on ever higher levels of life. Our existence in physicality on the earth plane is but one of many of these cycles. Even the smallest and lowest of human beings contains all aspects of God's nature. Irrespective of what the outer circumstances may wish to delude us into thinking about our siblings on the earth plane, they are there. Even though at present this may still only be in seed form, Nonetheless, they are waiting to be developed into full blossom and to their highest potential, the same as in everybody else. On the inner level of life, all of us are as complete and whole as our divine parents. In truth, everybody is androgynous, masculine and feminine, man and woman, both at the same time, struggling and striving to eventually come into perfect balance with each other. Without exception, irrespective of color or creed, every one of us contains the divine spark. The masculine aspect of God is the Father, and each spark was once breathed forth from the mind of His great heart. The feminine aspect of the divine, the great mother, the goddess, gives birth to each one of us. For as long as this is required for each spark's development, the mother also assists us with manifesting in physicality, on the earth plane. Everybody is a spark of the divine and part of the only born sun, the great light of the universal eternal spiritual sun beyond the sun in the sky above us. Only spirit can create matter, so that it may manifest itself on the earth plane and be animated by its indwelling spirit. As spiritual concerns are eternal ones, they are of far greater importance than those of the world of matter. Our physical bodies are vehicles only, important while we live in them, yet temporary and finite. Opposed to that, our spirit is eternal and indestructible, and whether some of our scientists so far fail to grasp this or not, without spirit there would be no life and no matter. Because God created us perfect, every soul carries within the seed of perfection and has always possessed a deep inner knowledge of that which is good and right. The trouble with us and our world has been that for a very long time we ignored our inner wisdom. Perfection is wholeness, and to become whole again is every soul's birthright. To achieve this, the only thing each one of us has to do is take possession of the best, the highest and holiest that dwells in the deepest innermost core of our own being. We need to bring it forth and work with it in our world. Our God or highest self has never left us. It has faithfully accompanied and supported us throughout the long odyssey of coming home into the conscious awareness of our true nature and the oneness with our Creator that has taken us through many lifetimes on the earth plane. It is a fact that when we suffer, God suffers with us, and when we rejoice, God does the same. In many different ways and with endless patience, the universe has always tried to guide us into right thoughts, words and actions, towards ourselves and each other. Giving expression to and experiencing the goodness we, with its help, are capable of producing in all our contacts and in everyday life. The legend of the life of the Master Jesus, as told by the Bible, came into being to show us how every soul finally has to walk and how we all have to learn to face and resolve all our outstanding issues and conflicts. We are all Christians. There are as many names for the great light and its offspring, the tiny spark of divinity in every human heart and soul, as there are religions and philosophies in our world. To Christianity, it is known as the Christ Spirit, and for simplicity's sake, this is the name I am using throughout my writings. Bearing in mind that each one of us is a child of the Great White Spirit, the Universal Christ, would you agree that by definition we are all Christians? I believe that irrespective of how far any soul has thus far got on its evolutionary pathway, the true kingdom of God is in every heart and soul. And it does not matter one iota which faith we have followed in any of our lifetimes, or whether during our present one we never set foot inside any place of worship or not. The Jesus legend in the Gospel of St. Thomas 113 tells us, His disciples said to Jesus, "When will the kingdom come?" He replied, "It will not come by watching for it. It will not be said, 'Look, here,' or 'Look, there.' Rather, the Father's kingdom is spread out upon the earth, and people don't see it. It is just because God's kingdom is the whole earth and everything it contains. For a very long time, humankind has been unable to find it, in spite of the fact St. Luke 17:20-21 in the Bible told us, when some of the Pharisees asked Jesus when the kingdom of God would come, he answered, 'The kingdom of God does not come by observation. Neither will they say, Behold, it is there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you.' Thanks be to God and the angels that by now many are aware that the kingdom of God is here, there and everywhere, and that, as all life is imbued with a life force, although unbeknown to humankind for a very long time, every part of it is sacred and holy. Every heart and soul contains, if only in seed form, the divine spark that is all-loving and all-good, that is the kingdom of God. The Christ Spirit spoke and taught us and our world 2,000 years ago through the legend of the Master Jesus and the miracles that were worked through him, not by him. St. John 7:16 confirms this: "My teaching is not my own. It comes from him who sent me." This same Holy One is now ready to be called upon to do the same through each and every one of us. The words of none of the sacred texts our world has ever known, including those of the Bhagavad Gita and the Bible, to name but two, were ever intended to be carved in stone and unchangeable. The understanding of spiritual wisdom and truth is an ever-expanding and evolving dynamic force that has to keep pace with the evolution of the rest of God's creation. All spiritual teachings render themselves obsolete and die a natural death when they resist the waves of constantly incoming fresh understanding of the esoteric wisdom that has been hidden within them since the beginnings of humankind's time on the earth plane. Having served their usefulness, all teachings that refuse to adapt and enlarge with time, quietly fade away until they are forgotten. Part 2, The Universal Christ Now Speaks to Us. The Great Sun, Son of all suns, rays of wisdom, the universal Christ now speaks to us and our world. God's lament of the Piscine Age: "I am the great sun, but you do not see me. I am your husband, but you turn away. I am the captive, but you do not free me. I am the captain, but you will not obey. I am the truth, but you will not believe me. I am the city where you will not stay. I am your wife, your child, but you will leave me. I am that God to whom you will not pray. I am your counsel, but you will not hear me. I am your lover whom you will betray. I am the victor, but you do not cheer me. I am the holy dove whom you will slay. I am your life, but if you will not name me, seal up your soul with tears, and never blame me." Charles Corsley from a Normandy crucifix of 1632, the Aquarian Age response of the great sun: "I am the great light, the spiritual sun behind the sun in your sky. I am the giver of all life, your true father, mother, whom for eons you fail to recognize. But, now that you are stirring from your spiritual slumber, you are becoming aware of me and my presence inside you. I am your inner teacher and guide, who knows the answers to all your questions and the solutions to all your problems. At long last, you no longer ignore me but are turning ever more towards me. I am the husband, wife, lover and most intimate friend, the soulmate you have yearned for, but could never find in human relationships. I am the savior and redeemer your race projected onto forces outside yourselves in previous ages. Yet, my highest aspects and qualities have always been in you, if only in seed form. Those who are ready to unselfishly serve me on the earth plane, who constantly strive to make it into a better, more peaceful and beautiful place for everything that shares it with you, I will teach how to be their own saviors and redeemers, not only of themselves but of your entire world. Unbeknown to your earthly self, I, the divine spirit in you and all life, have been held prisoner by the darkness of your ignorance of your own true nature and mine. This bred false beliefs, prejudices and superstitions that now stand in the way of your personal and collective evolution. To set yourself and me free, you have to let go of each one of them. Know that you are responsible for yourselves and every one of your thoughts, words and actions, as well as your whole race and world. You are the captain of the ship of your own life and destiny. You are in charge, but you will always be accountable to me. The admiral of the great fleet of humankind in the vast ocean of the whole of creation. I am the supreme commander of all beings and things. Day by day learn to listen to me and my guidance, as I speak to you through the innermost world of your feelings and the small still voice of conscience. Stop running for advice to other people, turn within and pay attention to me, so I can show you that it is safe to trust me. Follow my directions joyously and accept me as your navigator who has always known and forever will guide the pathway of all human souls and that of your whole race and world. I am the way, the life and the truth and you are on the earth, so that you may learn to believe in me and my presence. Although in many lifetimes you failed to see and recognize me, in this one you will eventually, each through their own experiences, total and utter faith in me. I am the eternal city you have constantly been searching for, to the ends of the earth, unaware that it is inside you. In this place you will dwell with me forever. I am the faithful husband, wife, who never leaves you. I am the God, whom you have every reason to trust and to whom you pray. I am your teacher and guide, the wise one inside you, whose counsel you can trust and willingly follow. I am the eternal lover, who never betrays or leaves you. Instead of being life's victims, I am waiting to show each one of you how to become one of life's victors. I come to you as the holy dove, who blesses and heals the inner and outer wounds of all lifetimes, not only yours but those of your whole world. I am your life and now you joyfully accept me and sing my praises. No longer any need for tears or blaming anyone for your own shortcomings, especially me. Myths and legends, throughout the history of your race, myths and legends about teachers and prophets, who are said to have appeared in your world from time to time, have been my teaching aids. Some of the most striking examples of this are the tales of Abraham, Moses, the Lord Buddha and the Master Jesus, to name but a few. Every so often, new stories of this nature were in this way presented to you and your world from the highest levels of life. They served as tools for slowly revealing a bit more of my truths, so that you would gradually become aware again of the higher and highest realities and aspects of life. Each story represented a vital step forwards on the evolutionary pathway that will eventually return you and your race back into the conscious oneness with me. Examples of this can be found throughout the random jottings of a stargazer, in this part as much as in the others. I am the inspiration behind all Aquarius writings. Aquarius is but one of the numerous channels I have been using over the ages to help your race find a better comprehension of the esoteric meaning that lies behind all the allegories that have ever appeared in your world. All of them were given in the hope that they would encourage you, my beloved children of the earth, to go in search of your own deeper knowledge and understanding of my wisdom and truth. Every human soul, under my guidance and protection, has to do this for themselves. In truth, each one of you has always been and forever will continue to be a transmitter and receiver station for my thoughts and ideas. At least potentially, all human souls on the earth plane are channels through which I am constantly trying to feed some more of my wisdom to your world. Naturally, this can only be as much as you can sensibly be expected to cope with, at any given phase in your personal evolution. In the fullness of time, you will all grow into conduits for my light of wisdom and truth onto the earth plane. This will continue until every last shred of the darkness of ignorance has disappeared. The legends that surround your human heroes on that plane of life with time tend to take the stories that are told about them ever further away from that person's true being and achievements. In contrast to that, the legends and myths inspired by me can and indeed were always meant to lead your race to an increasing comprehension of my truths. Through reinterpreting the knowledge that had already accumulated and presenting it to you in from time to time a new form, in the end they are destined to guide you back into a full awareness of my truth. Your spiritual infancy and childhood necessitated the myths and legends I gave to you. Having outgrown this evolutionary stage and reaching spiritual adulthood, there is no need to hold any part of my wisdom back from you. Ever more of it shall be revealed to you, as we go along. As the Master Jesus belongs to the realm of myths and legends, those who are hoping still that one fine day he will return to the earth plane to save and redeem them, shall be waiting in vain, because the only who can do this is you yourselves. It is done by each one of you constantly endeavoring to improve your character and behavior patterns on the earth plane. You are all responsible towards me for yourself and your world, and the saving and redemption of you and your world is in everybody's own hands. Your responsibilities begin with yourself, and by this I mean that each has to sweep before their own doorstep and take good care to bring their inner house in order. At the same time, I expect that all human soul make every effort to transform their home patch into a kinder, more tolerant and loving environment for all life forms you come into contact with. This is how all together, with my help and that of the angels, each shall bring their own small piece of heaven down to the earth. Because of this, your world will slowly but surely grows into a kinder and a more peaceful one. As my children, you are creative beings. You are capable of acting as my co-creators. Each one of you is gifted in their own special and unique way. By applying all the talents I have so generously bestowed upon all of you to whatever task you may be presented with, every soul must do its share of saving and redeeming yourselves, each other, and your whole world. There is no other way. God's chosen people, I am the I Am, the Universal Christ, the only born Son of the Great Father, Mother of all life. I am the spiritual sun beyond and behind the sun in the sky above you. I am the brightest light and the highest star in the whole of creation. You, the whole human race, are my chosen people, and I am your God. I am the source of all wisdom, knowledge and truth. My laws decree that everything must return to its source, and because you once went forth from my loving heart, that's the place to which each one of you eventually has to return. There is no other place for you to go. Like me, you are spirit and soul, and your true home is therefore the world of spirit. Though it may often feel that way while you experience life in physicality, you were never left alone or abandoned there. You always have been and will be accompanied by my angels, as well as your spirit guides and masters. I am also known as the Great White Spirit and the Great Architect of Life. I am the director of the movie of life, and all are acting under my instructions. First in line are the angels, and they in turn are in charge of the guides and master. They are the channels through which I have constantly been giving the parts of my wisdom to you and your world that were suitable for the level of understanding the collective consciousness had reached. Every soul in due course has to come to terms with the fact that there are other dimensions to you and your earthly existence. That is why, to help you with this and to get your individual and collective minds working, with the help of the angels, masters and guides, throughout the ages I have been talking with you in symbolisms and metaphors, parables and legends, whose meanings even the simplest minds could grasp. This is no longer necessary because sufficient numbers of you are ready to receive my wisdom through your inner connection directly from me, without outside intervention. And when you learn to listen to and follow my guidance from within, as every soul has to do in the end, you will be glad to find that it is impossible for anyone to pull the wool over your eyes. Staying with past ages for a moment longer, as time on the earth went by, it was inevitable that many misunderstandings and misinterpretations, intentionally and otherwise, crept into the sacred texts of your world, where they have stayed to this day. There is no need to begrudge them, for each one of them has been grist to the mill in the evolution of your race. They have been invaluable teaching aids in your earthly schooling, where you, my children of the earth, are placed one lifetime after another. Sooner or later you all reach the evolutionary point when the bottle and spoon feeding of spiritual knowledge that may or may not be true, as has been the way of the past, fails to satisfy your souls because I have instilled in them a great hunger and thirst for the truth and nothing but the truth. This is the inner incentive that propels each one of you forward on your predestined path of becoming a seeker of wisdom and truth in your own right. In the end, all of you have to find your own understanding of life and learn how to work things out for yourselves. And eventually you all reach the point when, having hid enough of lies and deceptions, you go in pursuit of my truth. My truths do not change, but your perception and understanding of them does and has to, in the long course of your evolution. That is why I never intervened in past ages when anyone falsified and corrupted them, at the time of their appearance through the many different teachers that have appeared in your world. It has always been possible to interpret my truths in many different ways. The degree of truth that is passed on is a measure of your spiritual integrity and loyalty to me, yourselves, the people around you and your whole world. This is by far the best way of testing someone's present evolutionary state. Because each one of you, in the fullness of time, must find their own way back to me and into the awareness of their own divine nature. In past ages I did not tell you, things are so and so. With the now incoming age of Aquarius this is changing, because this is the age during which wisdom and truth is ready to come to all sufficiently evolved souls directly from me, the source of your being. As reading and writing for the common people is but a recent development in your world, the doors were open wide to all manner of divergences from my truth. Up to now, many of the deep esoteric meanings contained in the legends and fables of your world had to remain hidden from your understanding. Humankind's task has always been the unraveling of the mystery of life, but in order to do first the knot of time has to be unraveled through the understanding that this concept exists on the earth plane only and that in truth life is an ongoing process, an uninterrupted flow. Yet, to enable you to grasp such ideas you have to start looking beyond the end of your noses and lifting up your eyes to the higher and highest realities of life. That alone enables you to go in search of my wisdom that is the hidden background of every legend your world has ever known. You are required to get to work on deciphering them and finding fresh interpretations of their meaning. The mythological heritage of all the cultures of your world is one vast storehouse of wisdom and knowledge. Many of the myths that are known to you to this day contain messages that are still vividly speaking to you. But the higher you climb up the spiritual mountain into the full light of your oneness with me, the more easily you will be able to discern that the tales and legends surrounding even the most venerated ones of the teachers, who are said to have acted as my channels, in truth belong to the realms of mythology and not of history, because they are not based on historical facts. Taking the sacred texts literally, there are many groups of guides in the world of spirit, who are responsible for humankind on the higher and highest levels of life, and each group is headed by a master. Through the legend of the Master Jesus I brought you the message that your Father in heaven is a God of love and light, a furnished and perfect justice, who holds each one of you in equal esteem. As the knowledge of this posed a very real threat to the political and spiritual status quo of its time, not surprisingly the establishment rejected the teachings I gave to your world with the help of this myth. This, however, could never change the fact that the monad of humankind, all races together, are one great family. Not just one race, but all of you together are my chosen people. Each individual and every race has its own unique contribution to make to this whole. 2,000 years ago, I gave your world the Jesus legend to bring you all a step nearer to the recognition of your own true nature and of your relationship with me, your Creator. This tale was but one of my many ways of preparing the way for the Aquarian age that is now upon you, and the time has come for shedding all your deeply rooted false beliefs, prejudices and superstitions. The state of Israel of the Abrahamic religions mentioned in their sacred texts, the Torah, the Bible and the Quran, is a symbolism for the entire earth and the nation of Israel. The people of this state is a metaphor for the whole human race. You are my chosen people. Before me all are equal and there is no preference for anyone. The lost tribes of Israel are the different religions and belief systems that still remain in your world. The time has come for the removal of those who insist on teachings that have remained stuck in the past. All too frequently they have lost their solid foundation in my wisdom and truth, which they had when they were first given to your world by me. I myself, the Universal Christ, am the main Good Shepherd and all others are working under my guidance. In the course of the many tests and trials the human soul has to endure on the earth plane, it is all too easy to forget about its true nature. The ones who do are my lost sheep, but rest assured that all the Good Shepherds together on the higher and highest planes of life shall not rest until every last one of my precious sheep has been brought back into the fold and gathered onto my breast. Now, there are those among you who to this day take the words of their sacred texts literally, instead of as allegories, myths and legends the way they were always meant to be understood. That is why trying to grasp the meaning of the various types of sacred texts that have existed in your world has always created many problems. This especially applies to the descriptions I gave you through the Jesus legend.